Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program of the folks who depend so much on the latest technology, our state's farmers and ranchers. We're brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Hey, you bet. Farm families and technology truly do go hand in hand, and so much of the success of that technology in the year 2020 depends upon the expansion of broadband infrastructure. That's why for nearly a decade, one of the South Dakota Corn Grower Association's priorities has been the expansion of that infrastructure for its members and all of rural America. Currently, the FCC estimates that more than 19 million rural households do not have access to reliable, affordable, high-speed internet. Although rural South Dakota does fairly well, we still have about a fourth of our rural households in the state without access to high-speed internet. Folks, expansion of broadband service is expensive. While it costs about $25 a resident to install fiber optic lines in Sioux Falls, that cost rises to $3,500 per resident in rural South Dakota. We're making steady gains thanks to investments by the state's rural telecommunication companies and grants. Between 2013 and 2019, these companies invested about $400 million in fiber optic lines, switches, equipment, buildings, and more. Last March, South Dakota legislators approved $5 million to continue broadband upgrades through Governor Noem's Connect South Dakota Broadband Program. We know that broadband is essential to modern agriculture. As technology continues to advance, and it will, precision agriculture tools that our farm families use on a daily basis require the internet and a lot of data. I'm talking tools like yield mapping, guidance system, soil mapping. As machinery keeps improving, computer updates are inevitable. The coronavirus pandemic has made this issue even more of a priority, as children need to access schoolwork over the internet and high-risk residents communicate with their doctors by video calls. Providing broadband to everybody is a huge undertaking, but you know, a century ago, this country made the decision to extend electricity throughout the entire nation, and we did. Hey, you folks, be safe, and thanks for what you do.